Acting Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift is running the state from a maternity ward in Boston. Swift will be the nation's first governor to give birth while in office. This week, doctors ordered her to remain in the hospital for the final days of her pregnancy. Yesterday, during her first attempt to conduct business from her hospital bed, an elected state commission questioned whether Swift has the authority to preside over meetings by telephone. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
Swift's doctors say she could give birth to her twins at any moment. After she started having pre-labor contractions on Tuesday, her doctors confined her to a hospital bed. Swift is a Republican in a heavily Democratic state. She became acting governor last month when then-Governor Paul Cellucci left to become the ambassador to Canada. But Swift's first efforts to govern from the hospital immediately ran into trouble when she joined the weekly meeting of the Governor's Council yesterday by speakerphone.
I want to thank the members of the Governor's Council for accommodating me today.
But not all the elected members of the council were willing to accommodate her. The council's agenda included approving two new judicial nominees. The focus of the meeting, however, became whether Swift, who's 36, had the legal authority to run the meeting by phone. The council voted to ask the state Supreme Court whether Swift's absence from the chamber violates the state constitution.
The governor is the only one who can now preside at this meeting. And if she is incapacitated from so doing, and she indicates she's not, then she should be here.
Counselor Edward O'Brien argues that the governor must be physically present for the governor's council to be called to order.
If she is incapacitated, then I would suggest to you, at least for purpose of the council, that the next person down, the Secretary of State, should be the person who would, in fact, preside.
Democratic Counselor Mary Ellen Manning disagreed. She says Swift is a state employee and the state must make reasonable accommodations for her pregnancy.
To fail to reasonably accommodate the governor in her time of need, I think is anti-family, I think it's anti-female, and I think it's anti-worker.
Swift has said she has no intention of relinquishing her powers as governor before, during, or after the delivery. If the Republican Swift did give up power temporarily, the office would be filled by the Secretary of State, who's a Democrat. Her press secretary, Jason Cowpie, said Swift is in regular phone contact with her staff and that there's no reason for her to stop running the daily operations of the governor's office.
She is fully capable of being the governor, and she's doing just that.
But her first day of steering Massachusetts from a hospital maternity room was a rocky one. Elizabeth Sherman is a senior fellow at the Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy at UMass Boston. She says the governor's council's resistance to Swift's authority doesn't bode well for Swift in the coming weeks.
There are all kinds of things, extremely important things, that are coming up in the legislature, and without her there to really hold the line, if you will, it's just possible that These other politicians, Democrats particularly, are going to run roughshod right over her.
After the twins are born, Governor Swift will be out of the office for several more weeks. She's scheduled a working maternity leave at her home in the Berkshires. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.